Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Praise the Lord. I am living my journey of purpose. How about you? We are living in such times, oh, praise God, that it's daily. We have to know that we're on this journey, praise God. And what is it all about? What are we doing to encourage ourselves as we wait? Praise God. I thank God that He entrusted me with the gift of being an encourager. And I praise God for that on today. And that's what it's all about. I am here to encourage you, praise God, today. And praise God that you will be encouraged listening to the Word of God on this afternoon. Praise God. So today we are going to talk about what to do while we wait. What do we do while we wait? What do we do? Do we sit and twiddle our thumbs? Oh, God. Or do we wait in anticipation that the Lord is working out our situation? So what to do while we wait on God? So let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will get into our topic on today, to do while we wait. Most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are, for you're great and you're worthy of every one of our praises, and we give them to you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your encouragement while we wait, God. Wait on the promises that you have promised. They are sure. They are sure because you said it. You said it, Lord, and we believe it, and we thank you for it. But what do we do while we wait, God? What do we say while we wait, Lord, while we wait on your promises, anticipating, expecting, oh, praise God, expecting the answer to come soon, to come while we wait, Lord? What do we do? And we thank you for it right now. In your most holy name we pray. We ask that you would look on the sick everywhere, God. Look on the bereaved families, God, and touch and bless them today. Cover our families in your blood, God. We thank you for your blood. It's your blood, God, that encourages us, that covers us, that protects us, just as that 91 Psalm says, God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And so we said thank you, And we acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and we thank you for it. And amen and amen. So what do we do while we wait? What do we do? No, we don't twiddle our thumbs, but we stay busy. We stay busy doing it while we expect in the Lord. Scripture says, and I quote, Isaiah 40 and 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall. He didn't say that we might, but he said we shall renew our strength. So while we're waiting and we're being busy and expecting the Lord to come and answer our prayer, we're anticipating his answer. We are being strengthened. He said, shall renew their strength. So our strength, we're being tested every day. Every day we are being tested as to whether or not we will wait, whether or not we'll hold on to God's unchanging hand. Oh, praise God. But he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Praise God, as eagles. Have you ever watched an eagle as he mount his wings, as he began to spread them, and as he began to take off with such force, such confidence? Oh, praise God. The Lord said that when we wait on him, praise God, we'll be able to do that same thing in confidence, in confidence. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. And then you know when he answers, when he do answer. Praise God. Ooh, what encouragement. What encouragement, because he did that for us. And nobody can take what God for you do for me. Nobody can take that away. Praise God. For our dependency is in him. So while we wait to be healed, while we wait to be delivered, while we wait to be set free, oh, praise God, knowing that there is a reward. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for waiting on the Lord. So they that wait, yes, 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 it's some waiting. It's some waiting. And not be weary. You can't be weary and be encouraged at the same time. You got to come up out of there. You got to come up out of there and think positively. Praise God that God is, he's God. He's God. And he's going to do what he said he would do. He knows best when to answer that request. He knows the best time to do it. Praise God. We think that we know, but God knows for sure. He made it. He made time. He made us. And he knows the best time to do whatever it is that we have asked him to do. So let's not get weary. And they shall walk and not faint. No time to fall out. No time to quit. Praise God. But it is time to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. Sometimes when we pray long and hard about a situation in our lives without receiving any answer. Oh, don't we get weary then? And don't we get kind of discouraged and say no more than I thought? Praise God that it wasn't going to work out. We get discouraged. But we can't go there. We can't go there in our minds. That's why it's so important, thank you, Lord, to get in the Word. See what the Lord's saying. Praise God. What is he saying about what I've asked him? What is he saying? Thank you, Lord. And we know we can't get wrong. Go wrong. if we wait on God. We go on about our business wondering if or when God will send the answer. But God does hear those prayers. I often see while I'm in prayer, I can imagine, thank you, Lord Jesus, Jacob's ladder. And when I pray, when we ask God, thank you, Lord, I can imagine the angels, the messengers going up with the request, going up the ladder with the request. Oh, praise God. And when God gives him the answer, coming back down that ladder to give it to us. Praise God. But they that wait, so many, praise God, don't wait. We get in a hurry as though God is not in control of our days. He knows how long it's going to take. He knows whether or not it is good for us. What to do while we wait? Praise God. God does hear our prayers. And he's working out the answer, even though we may not know all the details. He's always working in the background. He's always working to work it out. Just how to answer, just how to do what we've asked. And praise God, isn't it so beautiful? Because God is always on time. He's never late. But you know what? He's never early. He's right on time in our lives. Praise God. Our situations can change suddenly, quickly, without warning. Waiting for answers is a fact of life. We're either going into something or something. Praise God. So that's life. The song says, that's life. That is life. Praise God. Nobody gets out of it. Nobody gets out of every one of us. If somebody tell you that they don't go through, praise God, then you might want to check them out, because every one of us, man, praise God, we go through something. And so we just praising God that we have God on our side, that we are not alone, and we don't have to go through situations by ourselves. What to do while we wait? So the question is not if we'll wait, but rather how we'll wait. It's no question, but how will we wait? And I believe how we wait will determine how long we wait. Here are ways to wait. Praise God. So as we wait on the Lord, so that you won't sit and twiddle your thumbs, believe that God, who saved you, hears your cry. And you can find that in Micah 7:7. You've got to believe that God, he made us, he know us, and know what we stand in the need of. So you got to, first of all, believe. Praise God. Believe. And that's not always easy. Praise God. But the more we get into God's word and read it and meditate in it, thank you, Lord Jesus, and then watch God work, the more we come to believe that what God said, he will do just what he said. Praise the Lord. Another one is watch with expectancy. Oh, God, you've asked him. Thank you, Lord. Now expect it. Don't quit. Don't give up. But wait with expectancy. Expect what you ask God to come to pass. Amen. Get up every morning and in prayer, thank him for it. Thank you, Lord. It didn't come today. Oh, but thank the Lord. I'm expecting it. But be prepared. Unexpected answer. Psalms 5:3. Because it may not come the way you expected it to come, but you can believe. Praise God. If God promised it and it's in his word, it's on the way. It's on the way. Believe that. Expect it to be. Another way is put your hope in his word. Praise God. Psalms 130:5-6. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. I bless his name. Oh, my hope, it's in the Lord. My hope, it's in the Lord. My hope, in the Lord. I bless. I bless his name. Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hello, caller. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Good afternoon. Hello?
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I am just fabulous. Amen, amen. Praise God. What did you want to share with us today? Talking about what to do while we wait.
Say, well, we go by faith. I just stay into the word. Encouragement, stay within the word. And, you know, practice little, you know, teachings of the word. You know, and see the miracles.
Yeah.
Because you already produced miracles, you know, change lives. Stuff like that. So that's how I see the miracle.
Yeah.
I can change my life. Yeah, change my life from negative to positive.
And that's who he is. When we wait on God, he's a changer of life. Yeah. He gives first, second, third, fourth chances.
He'll never leave you forsaken. So you know,
no, he won't. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes the mustard seed to believe. It's a little bit of faith.
Yeah.
You don't have to have like a whole place. You see, you just have a little. And
they that wait upon him. Yeah.
He'll
never leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And that's the beautiful part, knowing that. There's a difference between knowing of God and knowing God. And when you try him, you get to know him. Praise God. And if he's worked a miracle in your life, amen, you surely do come to know him. Praise God.
Yes, this is right. Like many ways, like different contacts or networks. You know, if you look at it in that principle, you know, that's it right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Networking. And then before, like, say, nothing like that came, but then all of a sudden you start doing this and doing that, then, you know, you put people there before you see the sign.
Yeah. And while we wait, stay busy doing it.
While we wait, that's right.
Program.
Right.
Yeah. You put your hope. In his word. God's word, that's him. That's him. He said he became the word. So just think about that. When we open that book and go into the word, that we're actually going in to sup with him and he with us. And we come out You can't go in to the Word with God and come out the same. If you truly go in, you won't come out the same. Praise God. He's a lifter of the mind, the body, and the spirit. Trust in the Lord, not in your own understanding. And that's Proverbs 3:5-6. So we've got to trust him. I know he gave me a beautiful example one time. He said, just imagine you out on the tallest building. And he said, and sit on that ledge. He said, and I just want you to rear back because I've got you. So if you can imagine that in the spirit, to trust God that he's got us. He's got us. So trust in the Lord and not in our own understanding. Because he is so far, his understanding of things is so far beyond what we would ever think. Praise God. Resist fret, refrain from anger, be still, and choose patience. And that's Psalms 37:7-8. So we have to resist something. Because he said, first he said to trust in him and then resist the enemy. Refrain from anger. So we have to get out of that. He said, be angry and sin not. He said, be still. Be still in him. And then choose to be patient. And that's a work on. Patience is a work on. It's not something that comes overnight. Thank you, Lord. It's a work on. Praise God. And it's from faith to faith. As we go through with God in our different situations, amen. He comes and he helps us to go through the different situations. Praise the Lord. And so our next one is be strong. Be strong and take courage. Psalms 27:13-14-31-24. We want to thank God for the caller that called in and shared with us about the miracle work and power of God, and to know that we are not alone. Yes, he's always with us. So what we're going to do while we wait on the Lord? We're going to be strong, and we're going to take courage, as Psalm tells us to. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. He didn't say be strong in the world. He didn't say be strong in strength and lift the weight, that we have to go and lift weights every day to be strong. But he said, be strong in him. How are you going to be strong in the Lord except you get in his word? You got to get it in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got to get the word in you. So you got to meditate on God's word. What he's saying, you've got to meditate on it. Praise God. So while you're waiting, meditate, so that you can get strong and be able to take courage when you need to. Praise God. Another way is see it as an opportunity. So many times we miss opportunities to do on God's program, to experience God's goodness. And that's in Psalms 27:13 and in Lamentations 3:25. See it as an opportunity. When I first heard that, I said, say what? Oh, but I look at the situations now as opportunities. Even the negative things that come in our lives, then they're opportunities to see it God's way. See it through God's eyes. You know, it was a negative, praise God, when they hung him on the cross what does the things that they took him through, praise God, to get him to the cross, praise God. But then he hung there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then he said, it was finished. They thought that they were doing something big, but it all had to be because God had us in mind. Praise God. He had man in mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the only way that he could go parole our bail and get us out was that Jesus, his only son, died on the cross for us. Praise God. So it was an opportunity. Thank you, Lord. And he took it. Daddy, make me a body. And I'll go down and I'll redeem man. It was an opportunity. It's an opportunity. The situations that God bring about in our lives. Amen. He tells us to love our enemies. Oh, my goodness, Lord. Are you sure? Is that what you want me to do, to love my enemies? Now, that was a work on. One of my books is Dressing in God's Designer Word. And that was a work on. I said, that's a four-piece suit. To dress in the Word, spiritually so, dressing in God's Word. We have to put it on. And we have to get up early in the morning and put God's Word on, because we don't know what we're going to face in the day. We don't know what's coming up. Only God knows. But when we dress in his word, praise God, he knows just how to take care of us. And a lot of things, they are warded off. Praise God. He makes gateways straight when we wait on him and see it as an opportunity. Wait for God's promises instead of going your own way. So sometimes, because we get discouraged waiting on God, we go and mess up. Yeah, I said it. We mess up. We mess up because we didn't wait on God. But we have to wait on him. And that's Acts 1:4. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful with thanksgiving. We have to continue to stay watchful, stay expecting, and stay prayerful, and stay thanking and praising and magnifying God. Because he who promised, oh, yes, he can, to bring it to pass. Remember the blessing yet to come, Isaiah 30:18. Remember, God promised. And so it's yet to come. Amen. Just go on and praise him. Have your praise fit. Yes, I do. I have my praise fit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because I'm encouraged in the Lord. And so when I saw this, I read this, and I was encouraged. And I wanted to encourage you on today, praise God, to wait on the Lord. Wait what to do while you wait, while we wait. So I read this article, and it was by Joyce Myers, and I wanted to encourage you and not to wait on the promises of the Lord. It's worth the wait, don't you think? Praise God. So as we wait, be encouraged. Be encouraged to praise God, to magnify him, to give him the glory and the praise. And then when it do whatever you've asked, praise God, when it come, it's so much sweeter because you've already expected it to be. You were expecting it to be. So it's just like the baby. You're expecting. You're pregnant with him. You're expecting him. And so when the baby is born, oh, my God, everybody celebrates. So thank God. Continue to praise him. Thank you, Lord. Celebration time is coming, and we thank God for it. All right. To the next time, right here on Blog Talk Radio, to Mary Tisdale Green, saying, have a fabulous, fabulous day. Wednesday. Bye-bye now.